This is Sportsline on WRMJ.
He breaks free. He's inside the 20, the 10, the 5.
A weekly in-depth look at the local high school sports scene.
Touchdown, Mercer County. Touchdown, Golden Eagles.
Sportsline is brought to you by your local Country Financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, auto, farm, or business.
Gonna launch a three at the gun. No good, and the Rockets have won the game. The Rockets head back to state.
614-0-RUN in Galesburg. Your spot for custom-fitted running and walking shoes, Hey Dude shoes, and Birkenstock sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine work boots.
A three at the gun is no good, and this game is over! The Tigers have won! They're going to celebrate! Purple and gold converging on the Don Morris Gymnasium floor! Unbelievable!
And by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Advanced Business Systems in Moline, your headquarters for office supplies, computer sales, and service, phone systems, sharp copiers, promotional materials, and more.
She throws the first three in a row for Rockridge!
Now, from the WRMJ studios in downtown Aledo, here's Jim Taylor with Sportsline.
Sports on a Saturday morning, a longtime tradition here at WRMJ. Beginning back in 1979, I'm Jim Taylor. Good to have you along. We're talking about week one of high school football today. Ty Taylor in studio with us as well. And now we say for three of our teams that we cover, what do they say, Ty Taylor? Back to the drawing board, right?
Yeah, and I think at least two of those results, very surprising with both Mercer County and Rockridge getting beat. Of course, Rockridge preseason number three. Mercer County, I think, a heavy favorite against a team like United, who I think was 2-7 a year ago. And just kind of talking about those two games, now I was at neither of them, but it seemed like kind of similar stories. Really tough sledding offensively for both the Eagles and the Rockets last night.
Yeah, and Newman, that was a tradition-style game for them where they just found a way to win. They didn't pick up their first two first downs until their final drive of the second quarter. They scored on a pick six early, 53 seconds into the game. Then Rockridge got a long pass late in the second quarter. Landon Wheatley out for football this year. But then they punted every, and I know we'll hear Coach Graves here in Sportsline momentarily, but Rockridge, and I don't ever remember this happening while Coach Graves has been head coach, they punted every possession in the second half, did not have one first down. They started two of their drives last night in Newman territory in the second half. And then in the first half, this is how crazy the game was, they started a drive at the 20 after a turnover, the 20 of Newman, and punted.
Wow.
Because that's what game was. But Rockridge, their defense really stood the test. And I tell you, Newman, man, their defense was stout last night as well, and you have to give them credit. And it'll be interesting to see now. We look at these week two matchups. You know, Sherrard hanging tough last night, falling 28-21 to Kewanee. Heard a lot this week about Kewanee. Hey, they have a lot of personnel back. I don't think they're near the caliber that Princeton is, but that's a team on that side of the conference that you just never know year in and year out what they're going to bring. So you look at some of these week two matchups now, how important they are. And Rockridge plays on the road next week in Lexington, that Ridgeview-Lexington co-op. I think they scored 40 points last night. And the big story, too, that's going to be interesting to follow is St. Bede, who Mercer County plays week two on the road. And by the way, if you've never been to St. Bede Academy, that is a tremendous venue to watch a football game at. It's like a college campus, really. It's unfortunate you're not playing it later in the fall when the leaves turn and that type of thing, but it's an awesome experience. But the story involving them, a transfer student from Aurora Central Catholic who threw for, was it like 3,000 plus yards last year and had a number of rushing touchdowns, and then they beat Tuscola last night, who's ranked in the top 10 in 1A.
Yeah, I think it was something like 3,500 plus yards over the last two seasons, and I think 40 touchdowns over the last 2 years too. Yeah, but like you said, that's another, you know, it's a good team that Mercer County is playing on the road, and, you know, if they don't play well again, they could very easily be looking at 0-2, and like Rockridge, kind of the same thing. They're taking on Ridgeview-Lexington, like you said, a team that it looks like will likely be in the 2A postseason this year, but have been a semifinalist and a quarterfinalist in the past couple of years in 1A. So, yeah, A lot of interesting games coming up in week two for us. And you touched on Sherrard's game with Kiwani last night. And you're right. I think Kiwani was very impressive to me watching them last night. Their quarterback, Brady Clark, is a true dual threat, kind of, you know, really electric when he has the ball in his hands. And for Sherrard, though, I really don't think they played all that well, really, and still had a chance at the end to tie the game or win it, even if not for an offsides penalty on onside kick. So how that game transpired down the stretch, if you weren't listening, Sherrard was trailing 28-14 and were driving in the final minutes and scored a touchdown with, I think, a minute and 10 seconds left. Sherrard was out of timeouts and then was able to actually recover the onside kick, but someone had went offside, so they had to try it again. And then Kiwani recovered at that time and took a couple of knees to end the game. But Sherrard, you know, another week, another, I think, you know, maybe moral victory, you could say. I know Coach Johnson is probably sick
he's
of those.
I don't even say that to him. He's probably.
But, you know, we talked about a postgame with him, and you'll hear our conversation this morning with him, too, is even with that, you know, a lot of penalties that they dealt with, a couple of things that happened defensively that they weren't happy about, they were still, you know, in a game with a good team. Of course, you want to win the game, but Coach Johnston said it last night. He still feels there's a lot of there can be, you know, a really good year for the Tigers this year. And he was happy with the effort, but, you know, unhappy with the ultimate result.
And now they play Newman next Saturday night up at Roscoe Eads Stadium, which will be an interesting matchup. You know, the other thing I was thinking about today when we talk about preps coverage, and we'll continue to cover the four teams all season long, Mercer County, Sherrard, Rock Ridge, and Orion. And I was talking to my mom and dad today. I wanted to see what type of coverage there was. I didn't see any print reporter at the game last night at Rock Ridge Newman. Normally that game always gets covered. And I haven't noticed a lot of Twitter activity from Terry Duckett, who's been a long time cover the prep beat, the area prep beat, the outlying schools out here. And so I called my mom and dad today. They get the hard copy paper, not the print version. And I asked my dad, I said, hey, are there any game stories today in the paper? And he said, no, not one. Not one game story today. That makes me sad, in no box scores. You know, and I don't know. I'm not here to spike the football on anyone. I miss the coverage. You know, I know people can say, well, that's a competitor. Not really. We're all in this thing together. And I'm sad you don't see more coverage. You see some of it on digital platforms, but there's something to be said about a print and a newspaper. And when you don't have that type of coverage, and it hurts, you know, the kids and the families. They deserve that, and unfortunately we don't see that anymore. So I was disappointed to learn about that today.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is sad. And, you know, I think, like, print coverage is important. Like, any type of coverage is important for high school athletics, and that's why I think, you know, you can see maybe sometimes interest dwindling over the years, and I think that has a lot to do with it. When there isn't coverage, you know, I think that really hurts the overall maybe popularity of the game and of the sport, and that's why I think it's so important, you know, for places like us. I think we do such a great job, you know, covering local sports and local high school athletics. And, you know, you can tell doing it how much people enjoy it, you know, and how much people appreciate it. Like last night, for example, Coach Johnson at Sherrard, he gave us a helmet and he had a nice note thanking us for our coverage. So we've got a Sherrard football helmet in the office now. And, it's something that is a shame, and it's too bad that, you know, people who make those decisions, I guess, don't see the value in covering local sports, because there's a ton of interest, as we see every week. You know, we always, you know, hear from people who are listening from wherever. I mean, you know, last year during the Rock Ridge Alpha Run, we had someone in Jamaica listening to us. So it is too bad, but it looks like that's just the kind of the way it's trending, which is sad.
Well, if somebody sees Terry Duckett, tell him Jim Taylor said hello. And by the way, you're talking about the helmet you got from Brandon Johnston, the stat team at Rock Ridge, they like you better than they like me, and that includes Keith Bogner.
Did they say something?
Yeah, they said, well, they were hoping Ty was going to be here, not you.
Who's they? Does that include Keith?
That includes Keith too, I think.
Okay,
but he was in rare form last night, ready for the season with the Heat. All right, we have a lot coming up and some good conversations. I know Coach Matlick will join us in studio. All right, and we caught up. And by the way, it was a weird situation at the end of the Rock Ridge game last night. So the game gets over, and I'm going down to interview Coach Graves, and the power went out. So pitch black at the football complex. This is still when the fans and like everybody is there. It was the, and then like even their emergency lighting, that shut off. So, I mean, it's just complete darkness.
And then before we go to break, though, we haven't mentioned this yet, but the fourth team that we cover, the Orient Chargers, are 1-0. Way to go, Coach Filler. I know he was jacked up last week when we were talking to him, and having a chance to talk with him this morning. Excited that the Chargers, a late score in the fourth quarter to come from behind to defeat Hall. Orion won that game 20-14. Happy for Chip and more happy for Kale Filler, though.
Well, this is what I'm going to say about that I like about Coach Filler. One, he's always been great to work with. And two, I remember when I went to him, this was about 7 or 8 years, and I said, hey, we want to do every Orion game too. And he's like, oh, that okay. And I said, you think you could help us line up some sponsors over there? And basically, he kind of sold the thing. Yeah. For us, so he's still waiting for a commission. And the one thing I like about Coach Filler, all right, because I know some people, they get all mad, whoever they are, because he comes on right after the game, and I'm a believer that there should be like a 10-minute, 15-minute cooling off period. And I know that though on radio sometimes, well, we the coaches need to get on, you know, right after the game before we sign off, whatever. And sometimes, you know, it's a, if you're not emotional about this game, you shouldn't coach. And sometimes if you're coming up on the airway after a, you know, a high octane, high emotional game, you should be emotional on the air. I like that, you know, win or lose, and maybe that can rub some people the wrong way. But he's speaking the truth, you know, when he's telling us. Yep. So I like it.
He's been doing it, and this is his 15th year now. And the thing with Coach Filler that you always know is he's going to tell you what he thinks, yeah. And you know, and I always appreciate that. And like you said, extremely easy to work with.